USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. As President Biden is visiting New Mexico, residents are angry over how federal officials allowed planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is still burning already has destroyed more than 430 homes. The president is set to address the matter. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charge prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The family of WNBA star Brittany Griner is calling on the Biden administration to take action to free her and bring her back to the U.S. A rally and prayer vigil was held earlier this week for Griner in her hometown of Houston, Texas, where her wife and family urged President Biden to take steps necessary to ensure her immediate and safe return. The Olympic gold medalist has been detained in Russia since mid-February when marijuana vape cartridges were allegedly found in her luggage at the airport. Former Alaska Governor and Republican Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin is among 48 candidates running in an open primary to fill the seat of late Republican Congressman Don Young. After 4 years of having open public restrooms, Starbucks may not be having them anymore. Howard Schultz, the CEO of the company, said that a growing mental health problem was posing a threat to the staff and customers and making it difficult for Starbucks employees to manage its stores with the current policy in place. It has not been released when they will be starting to implement this at all Starbucks throughout the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.